I truly believe that football, like life, is not simply about what you do, but rather who you do it with. And I was a better player because of the people I was surrounded by. So today, 16 years after being drafted, my childhood dream has officially come to an end. I'm honored to retire as a Falcon. Thank you to all the Falcons fans for your continued support.
That was Matt Ryan as he penned a Dear Atlanta letter that he had posted to his Instagram. It's also on the Atlanta Falcons page as well, on X. And so a very heartfelt message he just had there expressing how he feels about having gotten to wear a Falcons jersey, have a long career here with this organization.
Not shocking. Not shocking. He did a great job, right? You know, as far as that Instagram video goes, and the words that he wrote out, and with the whole thing yesterday. Good job by the Atlanta Falcons. Job by obviously Mr. Blank and making sure all this goes off without a hitch. And there is something special about it. 16 years to the day after he was brought here to the city of Atlanta by you know, Thomas and Mr. Blank and Mike Smith. So it's it was a fitting end, unfortunate, I guess, in some ways, but fitting in nonetheless for Matt to go out like that and be able to kind of give some of his own words.
As for what's next, he has talked about how he has enjoyed his career so far with the CBS family and being an analyst for games this season. He was also asked about the possibility of coaching and maybe coaching with the Falcons organization. Take a listen to his response.
I know this. I don't want to coach. I'm certain of that. I feel like I you know, you put so much into it as a player for 15 years, and you know, there's this immediate, you know, kind of withdrawal from it. But I know what those, you know, roles look like, and how invested and how hard those guys have to work, and the level of expertise and work that it takes to get there. And so, no, I haven't had any of those conversations. I've really been enjoying kind of the broadcast side of it, and have had a lot of fun with that.
Broadcast side of it, way easier than coaching, having lived through being a kid of a coach. And if you've been around coaches, you know, yes, the work that the players put in is tremendous, but the amount of time spent at the facility and probably away from their families and just the stress that comes with being a coach in the NFL, I can definitely understand why him getting to see some of it firsthand. Yeah, I would stay in the booth myself, too, if I had a choice like he did.
Yeah, I don't want this to come off like a kind of a hateful thing or a jerky thing, but I'm not sure why a guy that made, what, almost over $300 million in his career would need to go then spend that much time away from his family that he's already done and put that – because, look, I'm not knocking coaches, but what I'm saying is it's a thankless job to be a coach. You get
yes.
paid well. But you spend.
You do it for the love of it. I'm not saying he didn't love, you know, he doesn't love it because he doesn't want to coach, but.
Yeah, but you sacrifice.
Yes.
You sacrifice so much. And I think with his. The other thing that I don't know if people really know, and I'm not trying to put anybody's business out there, but they, you know, it was a long process for them to start a family, him and Sarah. And now that they finally started one, they've gotten their third child was just born. I think that. He wants to have that time, and he doesn't need to go coach to spend all that time away from his family and at the facility. Tiffany, you're absolutely right. You either need it or you love the actual coaching part of it so much
teaching.
That you want to spend so much of your time there, and I just don't think that's for him.
No, I think in a lot of ways for him personally, you know, the hay is in the barn, to use a coaching term and coaching terminology. He's done his work, man. It's time for him to rest a little bit. I know that he doesn't want to get too far away from the game. That's why he is sitting in the booth, and he's bringing his expertise to us on the weekends of breaking down the game and giving his thoughts on different quarterback play and the Falcons and all over the league. But to your point, coaching is a different beast. I did it at one of the lower levels and became a high school coach, and I used to get questions all the time of, hey, are you trying to move to the college ranks? Do you eventually want to be a college coach? And the answer was always the same, absolutely not. I don't want to be a college coach. I don't want to spend time on the road recruiting and you know, time away from my kids. And I know that that's how Matt Ryan feels. He doesn't want to spend time at the combine and traveling to different workouts this time of year and having to do all that stuff at the facility. He wants to be around his children, Little League ball, and doing all those things and enjoying vacations down in Hilton Head or wherever else he chooses to go. So, and he's earned that right. Like you said, the hay's in the barn. He's got his zeros, and he gets to kind of chill out now.
One of the other topics that was discussed at his press conference was that Super Bowl. Yes, that Super Bowl. He did share his thoughts on it and some of the pain of how it feels to not be able to bring that championship back here to Atlanta.
Yes. Yeah, it does. You know, it hurts. I think that's, you know, it's one of the things I think that is always a part of you, right? You know, that falling short of what you ultimately set out to do is tough. But that's life. You know, there's so many things in your life that are going to go that way. And, you know, you've got to pick up and move on. I remember seeing a Winston Churchill quote, and it's, you know, success isn't final and failure is not fatal. What counts is the courage to continue on. And I think back to that is, you know, of course we would have loved to have won that. And it's, of course it still hurts, but you've got to have the courage to continue on. And one of the things I was most proud of, you know, in my career is that 2017 football team of having to answer the question that I still get asked, you know, every day for the course of that season and grinding our way back into the playoffs, winning a playoff game out in LA and then ultimately, you know, falling a little short in Philadelphia. That was a hard season on that group. And, you know, it was a resilient and tough bunch.
And I know we were there covering the team and having to hear people ask the questions. That training camp following that Super Bowl loss.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It was
embrace the suck year is what Dan Quinn's yes, motto was that year.
That's exactly what it was. But you can imagine just being a player and probably one of the worst moments in your career as an athlete to lose a Super Bowl, be on the losing end of one. And then the next year, you're trying to move on, but you still have to have the media is going to tell their narrative of, hey, how's this team going to respond after falling in the Super Bowl? What's this season going to look like? And so you've got to find a way to have to deal with those questions while focusing on your season and yet handle it with grace. And Matt Ryan did exactly that.
Yeah. I try my best to not give it any credence when somebody makes a comment about that. And I was not part of that team, but everybody around the NFL wants to talk about that. And I try not to give any credence. I was actually still cutting my teeth in the radio business. And I remember going on, I was with Steak. And we were actually the first to interview Matt Ryan after that Super Bowl loss. It came like 2 months later at his golf tournament up in Sugarloaf. And the first question I had for him was, have you watched the film? Like, have you gone back and actually watched the film? Have you been able to do that and gut it out? And he said, no. And it had been, like I said, close to 2 months, I think, at that point since the game. And he had just not found the ability to go back and watch the film. He said eventually he probably would, but still at that point he did not want to go see it. And so I hate that that's the topic of conversation. I hate that he got asked it yesterday. You would have rather been like, hey, how special was that Super Bowl team? But nonetheless, that's where we're at, and he's going to continue to be asked about it. I hope to not give it any credence along the way.
Yeah, whenever somebody asks me about him and in that game, I obviously talk about how well he played in that game and that postseason, but I always talk about the fact that, you know, Arch and I were in that locker room as they're coming in. You know, we got in there. We were walking in around the same time they were. And we were standing in there, and there was a lot of emotions in that room. And Matt Ryan meets with Arch, or the quarterback of the Falcons meets with Arch, as we know we play it a lot, every, you know, after every game. And obviously that was Matt's job then, and he was one of the players we talked to. And the way he handled that interview, and I even saw Ed Werder put out something yesterday that he also had interviewed Matt. And Tiff, I'm sure you met with him as well after Super Bowl, because I know you were covering. And, I mean, it's like Matt handled it like any other loss with the media, as in he was extremely professional, and that's so hard to do, and we don't see everybody do that. Not everybody can handle it that way, and that's one of the things that he should be remembered, is that when his friends always would complain about, well, yeah, I want more emotion. He treated people the same no matter what. Never treated the media any different way when he had to meet with them. It was always class.
And you use the phrase how he should be remembered. And so that was something that was brought up during the press conference. When you think of names like Dominique and Chipper here in Atlanta, you know, where does Matt Ryan stack up in Atlanta sports figures? Listen to his response.
far as, you know, looking back and, you know, how other people see you, and, you know, I'm just proud to be a part of it. You know, there's some unbelievable athletes who have come through Atlanta, you know, whether you're talking about Dominique or Chipper or you name the pitcher for the Braves, right? Like, there's just some unbelievable guys that have come through this city and been able to play at a high level for a long time. And just to even be mentioned, you know, with those guys, to me, you know, I think back of those Braves guys, they like ruined my childhood growing up as a Phillies fan. So then I got to meet them and I'm like, really? Like, so, you know, to be a part of that conversation is special to me.
It is an interesting conversation, too, of, you know, kind of where he fits in Atlanta sports history, because to me, he is the greatest Falcon that's ever put on that jersey and ever played in the George Dome, Mercedes-Benz, or whatever else. But then you do think of a guy like Chipper, and you go to the Hawks, and you talk about Dominique, and I know that Trey Young enters that conversation for a lot of people, and, you know, there's a number of Braves, and he mentioned it. You can name the pitcher, and Ronald Acuña is coming off an MVP year. But he is squarely in that conversation, and it's honestly hard for me to kind of differentiate. You know, Chipper Jones did have that World Series back in his rookie year in 95. And so the championship question is always going to be asked about the city of Atlanta, and Dominique faces that question, and a number of other people do. But Matt Ryan is right there on that Mount Rushmore, and there's no question in my mind about it.
Yeah, I don't see how you can remember some of the guys that didn't win titles here like they did and then treat Matty differently. I don't know how you can do that. I mean, he is the greatest Falcon of all time. He will be for what a lot of fans that grew up during his, you know, the time he was playing, he's going to be the first Falcon they think about. It's going to be Matt Ryan and Julio.
Yep.
The way, you know, you think about other, you know, like, look, I think about Dominique and Kevin Willis. Like, those are two guys that I grew up watching back in the day. I know you remember those guys in those early 90 teams. I remember where I was when I found out that Dominique Wilkins had gotten traded for Danny freaking Manning and how upset I was. But, I mean, you know, that's probably the way – that'll be that way for some kids that in 20 years from now, hopefully, well, maybe 25.
Yeah, and I don't
want to give them my age away.
Listen, I was researching for a Top 5 Tuesday. It'll be coming up at 7:40, as always. And looking back on the highlights of Matt's career and trying to kind of piece where each of those plays go, man – some really, really good plays and some great football teams and games and players, and watching the Roddies and Julios and Tonys that I got a chance to play with, man. Some special, special times. And I hope everybody out in their cars will enjoy that, man, because I really enjoy putting that list together.